And Facebook coming up. NDC MP files suit seeking to prevent Speaker of Parliament from recalling Parliament on November 7. We have details of a writ filed at the High Court. Also, senior high schools continue to grapple with food shortages, with students now having to eat the same meals up to three times.
So in the morning they take rice water, in the afternoon rice, and then in the evening rice.
We have details as some schools are being forced to buy perishable goods on credit in business.
Bank of Ghana assures liquidity risk remains well contained in the banking industry. We'll fill you in on the details from a stress report on the financial sector.
And at least 8 districts record cholera cases, with the central regions Ewutu, Senya East and West having over 130 suspected cases.
Suspected is 138.
Across the two regions?
No. This one is mainly central.
We have details of that coming up and all on the American election. Stay with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Now, this morning, the Member of Parliament for South Dai constituency, Roxanne Nelson Defiamakpo, in a move to halt the recall of Parliament, has sued the Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagwin, at the High Court, Accra. The MP is asking the court to, among other things, affirm the Speaker's declaration that the 4 incumbent members of Parliament have indeed vacated their seats. My colleague Kojo Yangson joins me in studio with details of that writ. Kojo, what is the basis for his writ?
Mr. Defiamakpo enumerates a number of grounds, including, quote, that on the 17th day of October 2024, the defendant, the Speaker, delivered his ruling in which he declared vacant the seats of 4 incumbent members of Parliament, Mr. Andrew Amwakun Isiama, Honourable Member of Parliament for Fomina, Mrs. Cynthia Mamle Morrison, Honourable Member of Parliament for Aguna West, Mr. Kojo Asante of Suhum, and Mr. Peter Yao Kwachiakwa of Amenfi Central, and ordered the affected members of Parliament to vacate their seats. The plaintiff says that the ruling of the defendant on the 17th day of October was pursuant to the provisions of Article 97(1)(g) and H of the 92 Constitution of Ghana, thus a valid ruling, unquote.
Well, Kojo, what are the reliefs he's seeking for?
All right, quite a few, but among them, he seeks first a declaration that any post 17th October 2024 composition of the 8th Parliament of the 4th Republic with the said 4 ex members of Parliament is unlawful.
Mm-hmm.
Also a declaration that any parliamentary proceedings involving the said 4 ex members of the 8th Parliament of the 4th Republic is unlawful and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
A declaration that recalling Parliament while the status of the said 4 ex-members of the 8th Parliament of the 4th Republic remains undetermined by pending processes before the Supreme Court and High Court would be unlawful and illegal.
Okay.
He also wants a declaration that pursuant to the Constitution, especially Article 99(1)(a), it is the High Court which has the sole jurisdiction to hear and determine all disputes arising out of the declaration or ruling by the Speaker of Parliament that a seat has become vacant. One more relief. He wants an order directed at the defendant to ensure that Mr. Andrew Amwakun Isiama of Fomina, Mrs. Cynthia Morrison of Aguna West, Mr. Kojo Asante of Suhum, and Mr. Peter Yao Kwachiaka of Amenfi Central no longer have access to the Chamber of Parliament to participate in parliamentary proceedings.
Thank you, Kojo. Away from Parliament, senior high schools are facing another round of food shortage, with some forced to eat the same meals thrice daily due to a lack of funds. Some schools have started buying perishables like tomatoes, onions and fish on credit. Yet, they still struggle to afford essentials like ginger, sausages and cooking salt. No funds have been received from government since August 16, a further compounding the problem. National Chair of the Teachers and Educational Workers Union, Salamatu Ibrahima, noted that many staff members feel helpless.
The food is available, but not in variety. For instance, you have some schools that are living only on rice. So in the morning, they take rice water, in the afternoon, rice, and then in the evening, rice, because they don't have meat. Some schools also have meat, they don't have rice. Some don't have Tom Brown, you know. So these are the information that we are getting from our members. And you can imagine living on the same diet, you know, rice. So it's a source of worry.
While still on food, improving dairy diversity in northern Ghana is gaining momentum. The Bolga East District, for instance, is attributing the gains made so far to the nutrition-friendly school initiative being implemented. Now, there's more in the following report.
What do we get from Yellow Milo?
The nutrition-friendly school initiative brings engaging, healthy activities to classrooms across Bolga East. Each week, students participate in designated days like Protein Day, where they focus on meals rich in proteins, and Fruits Day, with emphasis on the benefits of fresh fruits by bringing some from home.
So we have realized that their eating habits has really improved with regards to eating foods which are rich in micronutrients. For instance, with the egg day, we notice that days which are not even designated as egg days, we find them bringing eggs to school, meaning we have had a positive impact on them.
What do we get from pineapple?
Attendance used to be a significant challenge, but since the program began 3 years ago, the district has seen improvements.
There were also a lot of absenteeism and others, but we have realized that with this kind of activities, it actually encourages them to come to school, and also it has also improved upon most of the weight of the children.
To support adolescent health, the district, along with UNICEF, has introduced iron and folic acid supplements at the junior high levels.
Well, at least 8 districts have recorded cholera cases across the greater and central regions. That's according to the Ghana Health Service. As of last week, the Ada East District was hotspot for the outbreak with at least 39 cases. Now in the central region, some 138 suspected cases have been recorded. Listen to the Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Franklin Isiedu-Bekwin, on a breakdown of the situation.
Ada East has 39 cases, and then Ada West has 6. They have one in Pong Katamansu. This one in Pong Katamansu is a reported case. I don't mention where it came from, but it's not indigenous. Then we have 4 in Koliklote, we have 2 in Ashama, and 6 in Gastown. So basically, those are the confirmed cases that we have in Greater Accra.
Now, ranking member on the Defense and Interior Committee in Parliament, James Agalga, is calling on government to replace all fire tenders immediately. His call follows the Journey's report revealing that over 50% of fire tenders across or around 133 units are either faulty or have been decommissioned, leaving certain regions without any operational fire tender. James Agalga attributes this dire situation to government's neglect of the service, which he says has forced some leads of some fire departments to beg for arms.
Sometimes their ties are worn out and they cannot buy ties. They have to call on people. They have basically been reduced to begging. The government is not responsive to the plight of the Ghana National Fire Service at all. And that for me is very, very unfortunate. As a committee, anytime the budget of the Ghana National Fire Service is brought before us for consideration and approval, we have always spoken out against the meager budgetary allocation that the fire service gets. Throughout the period that this particular government has been in office, they have never presented any firefighting equipment or tenders.
Now, American voters go to the polls today to choose their next president. Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump have been running neck to neck for weeks. U.S. election results have sometimes been declared within hours of polls closing. But this year's tight contest could mean a longer wait. Narrow victories could mean recounts. BBC's Sumi Sumaskanda explains when a president will be announced.
When will we know the U.S. election result? Well, that is super hard to tell. We could be waiting a while. Now, a winner is usually projected or called by the news outlets. They have experts crunching the numbers from exit polls, those are surveys asking voters how they cast their ballots, and from the actual number of votes counted. When they think a candidate has an unbeatable lead, they call it. Now, typically, you can start to expect to see some of those projections when the initial polls close in some states. That will happen at 6 p.m. Eastern Time or 11 p.m. British Time.
Well, Journeys is all over it for you. Tune into the Journeys channel for comprehensive coverage of the America Decides 2024 event on Wednesday, November 6th. And the broadcast will run from 12 a.m. to 9 a.m., providing in-depth analysis and updates throughout the night as the results come in. I am Amir Sinyamicha Thompson. Thanks for staying with us. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.